Another look at the situation in Iraq now. What will be the long-term legacy of the slaughter and ethnic cleansing that has already taken place in northern Iraq, with the brutal victories by ISIS forces threatening and killing Yazidis, Assyrian Christians, and Kurds? For some Assyrian Christians, this is just the latest bloody chapter of centuries of suppression.
1,000 or more than 1,000 years, we were persecuted and discriminated. And then we entered war after war under Saddam time. And then when Saddam out, radical Muslim groups growed and growed up, and everything crashed. No system, no army, no real government. So people suffering.
Istvan Breymak is an Assyrian Christian refugee who left northern Iraq with his family last month just before ISIS swept into his territory. He'd waited 7 years to be granted political asylum. He now lives in Phoenix, Arizona with his brother-in-law, but he says his thoughts are always with his family back home in Erbil.
Well, they are in really, really bad situation. Just half an hour or 30 minutes ago, I talked to my two sisters, and from the melody of their speaking, you can know that they are scared and still don't know what's the future waiting for them.
What do you think will become of your family in Erbil?
Well, you know, I'm happy that I'm here in the safe coast and my children. But when I left to start my trip to here, we all were like sad. It was in bad situation and ISIS was around Mosul and many people fled from there. They were in my neighborhood. I offered them many equipment, like furniture I have, just for them to put it on the side roadsides and some parks, just they can like sleep or use it for their children, because it was really, really mess when I left. Now we have in Erbil, or the pure Assyrian area, which is called Ankawa, we have 100,000 people, has no aid. They are in parks and churches and schools. And you know that schools start going to be started soon in there. So how you think the situation of these people? It's really, really bad.
Do you think the United States should support breaking up Iraq and defend Kurdistan and leave Baghdad and southern Iraq alone to do what they will to protect your people?
Iraq, it's already been fallen apart to three parts. The three parts is Sunni, Shiite, and Kurdish. So for the small minorities, it comes good that they are close to area which is protected by Kurdish forces. And we got best support by Kurdish people, Kurdish leaders, last 10 years. So the only solution is to establish a real government, at least in the north, at least to help that region, Kurdistan region. It has to be done that Iraq will be apart for three. Otherwise, the war will not stop and bleeding will be going on forever, you can say.
Istvan, thank you so much for speaking with me.
You're welcome, and it's my pleasure to talk to you.
Istvan Breymak is an Assyrian Christian refugee from Iraq who left Erbil for the United States last month.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.